Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We are on the air, online, and on Facebook, and today we'll take a break from our usual Friday study through the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace Study Guide to bring you a year-end edition of Basic Gospel. We'll resume our study next Friday at this time, but for right now, it's Friday. It's a special edition. It's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. When Jesus met with his disciples, and it was the last Passover supper that he was going to have with them before his death, burial, and resurrection, you know, he broke the bread, and that was such a meaningful thing that he did with them. And then he raised the cup, and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant." And so Jesus' death was going to usher in a new covenant. And I know that there are so many people out there who are hoping and searching, you know, just wanting to find that one thing that will help them experience something new in life, experience a new and different way of living. Well, and I know as the new year changes over and 2017 shows up, you know, many folks are going to be anticipating, you know, a new chance to really make it this year. They may have all kinds of goals, and they didn't meet those goals last year, but here's a fresh start. Here's a new beginning. Well, the gospel offers us a new way of life. You know, that old way of life through human effort, through trying harder and doing more and all of those things just doesn't work. We have to die to that and come alive to this new life that we have in Jesus Christ. And I know here at Basic Gospel, we have the opportunity to welcome people into this new way of life as we proclaim the good news about Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection. And when folks receive that new way of life, when they receive Jesus Christ, everything changes for them. Everything becomes new. They become new creatures in Christ. They've been given new life in Christ. They've been given his very life. They have a new heart, a new identity. They have a brand new covenant in which to live. They have a new command to love others as God has loved them in Christ Jesus, and a new way of living altogether. And that's what this gospel message is all about. It's all about the newness that we have in Christ Jesus. And our role as believers in Christ is to live out that newness, to live differently. And that's exciting when folks can look at your life and see that there's something different about you. And what's different is the fact that Christ is alive living in you, that you have new life in him, that everything has changed. The new has come. The old has passed away. And on this last broadcast of 2016, we wanted to talk about this new covenant, this new life, this new hope that we have in Jesus Christ. It's exciting, isn't it? There's nothing more exciting than when a person recognizes the newness that they have in Christ, is there?
Oh, absolutely. And the coolest part for me is that, you know, I've had a lot of really nice stuff given to me. Brand new things, a new keyboard or a new instrument of some kind, a new computer, a new book, a new set of clothes of some kind. And they're new for about a millisecond. And over time, they get old and they wear out, and you have to throw them away or repair them or whatever. When we're talking new in Jesus Christ, we are talking forever new. It's new every moment of the day.
Right.
Because he's renewing us every moment of the day. He's an eternal being. We're not. But the fact that he's inside of us gives us a chance to experience that newness of eternity every moment.
Yeah. The glory of the new never tarnishes or fades. I mean, it's always there in its brightest form. And sometimes we see it in even brighter terms, but it's always, I love that, it's always new, forever new.
Yeah.
That's what the gospel gives us, a forever new life in Christ. And you'll never get old. You'll never get tired of that new life. It's new every morning, fresh every morning, exciting every single morning. That's what this gospel is all about. So when Jesus raised that cup, it was the cup of the new covenant. That's what he's ushered in. That's where we live as believers today. And thanks to so many people out there who stand with us, who support, who pray for Basic Gospel, who give financially to Basic Gospel, who pray for those who tune into Basic Gospel each and every day. We've had amazing stories that have taken place this year of people being welcomed into that newness of life. And we have a couple we want to share today, don't we?
We do. It makes such an incredible difference in people's lives, and you can hear it in their testimonies. And over the past couple of weeks, you've heard some of those testimonies, the life-changing truth our listeners have experienced as a result of what they heard on Basic Gospel and then confirmed in Scripture. One of those calls was from Curtis in Temple, Texas. We're going to hear his call right now.
I grew up in a Southern Baptist church, and when I decided to join the Army way back in 83, I was told by everyone that you can't have salvation now. You lost your salvation because the first commandment says thou shalt not kill. And you are voluntarily going into the military and agreeing to kill somebody. I got a job where I got off at 3:30 in the afternoon. I started listening to you guys on the way home. But that's when I realized that what I had been told was completely wrong, and it was all based in legalism, and it had no basis in grace at all. And so after a couple of emails back and forth with you guys, it really sunk into me that how much I lost out in my life because I was stuck in this legalistic mindset the whole time, and I'd lost all that relationship with Jesus that whole time. And so when I realized that, things changed dramatically in the way I read the Bible, in the way I saw everybody, individual people. You know, the hate left me almost overnight, you know, and it was just something outstanding to me.
Incredible testimony.
Yes, it was incredible. I mean, to hear somebody say the hate left me.
Yeah.
And you know, we talk about this newness of life, and you know, a lot of times religion, and when I say religion, I'm not talking about Christianity. I'm not talking about this relationship we have with the one true God through faith in Jesus. I'm not talking about the by grace through faith in Jesus reality that we experience that the Bible lays out for us. I'm talking about us through human effort trying to reach up to God.
Yes.
And that's what religion is all about in my use of the word religion. And oftentimes religion does nothing more than dress up that old way of life, that human effort, in religious garb. And we think it's going to be different, but when we really dig down into it, it's nothing but more of the same. You know, it's nothing more but more of the same of trying to make myself look better, trying to, you know, meet my needs through human effort. And none of that ever works, even dressed up in religious garb. I mean, we really have to die to that old way of life in order to come alive to Christ. And when we do, we experience things like Curtis said, the hate that was once in our heart disappears. And it's exchanged for love. Now we have love for God and love for others. And talk about a transformation. There's nothing more powerful than that type of transformation. The old way of life brings about judgment. It brings about condemnation. It brings about fear. Why? Because we think God is pouring out those things upon us. Fear, condemnation, and judgment. So what do we do to others? Exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Fear, condemnation, and judgment. The only way for that to change is for us to embrace the new, to welcome the newness of life that we have in Christ Jesus. And again, that's our privilege here at Basic Gospel, isn't it? It's our joy and privilege to be able to welcome people into the new through the proclamation of Christ, lifting up Jesus, telling people about his death, his burial, and his resurrection. It changes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. How could we not talk about this stuff? Because all of us sitting here on this side of the microphone have been through this. That we tried to dress up the old. We tried to live better lives. We tried to be better people. And every one of us ran face first smack into a brick wall 1,000 times over whatever period of our life it took us to learn this. And when grace finally awakened and we realized how new we truly are, and that we didn't change ourselves. God did that, and it was his job to continue changing us. Then the things we just heard from Curtis became true. Hate disappeared. Anger disappears. The desire for sin disappears. That doesn't mean we still don't wrestle with the flesh. The Bible is very clear about that. But the overwhelming identity is gone. And when you're no longer a loser, you can stand up and say, well, Lord, what do you have for me today?
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
That's
you know, one of the things that just absolutely thrills my heart is to hear a testimony of a life changed forever by what a listener heard through Basic Gospel. Not that we changed anybody's lives, but we pointed them to the one who could. And that, to me, that floats my boat, so
yes,
to speak.
Yes, indeed. So in this new covenant, we have new life.
Yeah.
You know, it's not our life that is, you know, we're trying to improve or make better. It's his life. Christ gives us his life. So when we receive Jesus, we're receiving his life. That's what the gospel message is all about. The fact that we were dead in trespasses and sins, and through faith in Jesus, God makes us alive, and he gives us his very life. So we say along with Paul, you know, I've been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So this new life is his life, and we have the privilege of expressing that. We have a new identity.
Yeah.
You know, we want to make a name for ourselves, and we do it in all sorts of ways. And when we get it, you know, when we get the name we're striving for, we find out that it's just a bunch of hot air. It's really not a lasting identity. We need something that's really going to stick, that's going to be with us forever, that never changes. And the only identity that fits that bill is the identity that God gives us in Christ. So when we receive Christ, when we receive his life, we're given the identity, child of God, saint by calling. We have a new heart. We had unbelieving hearts. We were rebellious toward God. That's what sin caused us to be, rebellious toward God. And now through faith in Jesus, that heart has softened. It's turned from stone to flesh. It's pliable in the hands of God. It wants to believe. It's a believing heart. That's the new heart that we have in Christ. And we have a new covenant. And in this new covenant, God writes the laws of faith, hope, and love in our hearts and on our minds. He gives us the assurance that we belong to God and that we are a part of God's people. He tells us that we're all going to know God from the least to the greatest. And boy, that's different. You know, Paul was there in Athens on Mars Hill, and he saw that altar, and it said, to an unknown God. Well, in Christ, God is made known to us. And so we don't have to wonder what he's like. In Christ, now we know. We know that he is love. And the final part of this new covenant is that God remembers our sins no more, and where these have been forgiven, past tense, there's no longer any sacrifice for sin. And these are the things that we need to know. These are the things that we're longing for. And I think one of the most dramatic stories of this past year was the story of Ryan.
Yeah.
And Ryan called us earlier in the year, and he told us about the diagnosis that he had received from his doctor, stage 4 cancer, a brain tumor, inoperable. And getting that diagnosis surfaced so many different questions for him.
Yeah.
You know, have I outsinned the grace of God? Am I beyond the reach of God? You know, he had some doubts, nagging doubts, and those intensified, and he needed those questions answered. So we called in, we sent him some resources, our Drive the Stake CD, I think a forgiveness booklet, some other resources, and those helped him really go from, you know, 80% sure to 100% sure.
Yeah.
And that's what a person needs is certainty. And he's called in several times. And I think the last call was one of the most moving that we had when he talked about his little daughter.
Yeah, he did. As a matter of fact, we have that call up right now. Let's listen.
I know when I called, I was the listener that had the terminal brain cancer. So I have a little daughter. But I wanted to just share with you something that she said to me, because I was so nervous about approaching her. And she came to me and said, "Daddy, it's okay. I know that you're sick, and if you die, it's going to be okay, because I know you're going to be with Jesus." So I just say this simply. I thank your broadcast, because it was a grown man reduced to tears being comforted by his four-year-old speaking the gospel back to me. So I want to thank you guys for that. That's an eternal thank you type thank you. So I guess the way I'll wrap it up is just thank you for not only what you've done in my life, but knowing that when you're answering these difficult questions, you're also helping others.
Man, that's so powerful. And, you know, I've talked to Ryan a number of times. You know, we've been texting each other, and we've picked up the phone and called each other a couple of times. And, boy, that just weighed so heavy on his heart. How was he going to tell his four-year-old daughter, Bryn, you know, what might be up ahead, or what is more than likely will be up ahead? And that's his passing. And Bryn and children, all children are like this. They're observant. They see. And she recognized in him a certainty, an assurance that overcame him as he understood what this gospel message was all about. And he became certain that when he dies, he's going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. He's going to be with Jesus. And obviously, he's had conversations about that with his wife and whoever else might be. And his daughter picked up on it. And at a particular time, she came to him and said, "It's going to be all right, Daddy. I know where you're going to be. You're going to be with Jesus." Talk about comfort. Talk about certainty. Talk about assurance. Talk about something that just absolutely melts your heart. And that is the power of the gospel. It not only transforms us individually, but it becomes the air that we breathe and the air that surrounds us. And people get a hint that something's different. And we certainly saw that with his four-year-old daughter. And you know, just such a powerful, I think, story of the reality of Christ and what he really does in a person's life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, if you stop and think about it, being 80% certain is to have no certainty at all.
That's exactly right.
You can be 99.9999% certain, but it's that last little tiny bit that keeps you from having any certainty at all. You either are a child of God or you're not. And if you know that you are, you have certainty.
That's exactly right. And that's what the gospel does for us. It's not a, you know, we're going to try this out. I'm going to see how well you do type of thing.
Yeah.
And if you do well, then I'll take you to the next step and then to the next step. That's not how this thing works. It's not a contract. God simply saves us by grace through faith in Jesus. Something incredible happens. We go from death to life, and that can't be reversed.
No.
God's work is a work that endures, that lasts forever. That's why it's called eternal life, a part of the reason it's called eternal life.
Yes.
But it's also a new quality of life altogether. Something different comes inside of us, Jesus Christ himself. And so this quality of life is qualitatively different in every single sense of the notion. So that's what happened to Ryan. People saw it. His daughter saw it.
Yep.
Made a difference in her life. So we have this new covenant. We have a new command. God calls us to live differently. You know, it's not about doing the same old, same old. It's about living differently. And how do we live differently? Well, by faith, is how we live, and that faith is expressed in love toward God and in love toward one another. As Paul said, you know, the only thing that counts is this, is faith expressing itself in love. So as we learn to walk by faith, that's living differently. We don't see that out there in the world. We only see that in those who have come to know Christ. That's how we live differently. and that life is expressed differently than the lives that are being shaped by the world and by the desires of the flesh and the pride of life and all of that sort of stuff. That life is manifested in the works of the flesh. This life of faith is manifested through the fruit of the Spirit. And talk about a stark contrast. I don't think there could be a more stark contrast than the works of the flesh compared to the fruit of the Spirit. So as we learn to live by faith, that's living differently, we're going to express a whole new life. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Against such, there is no law. There's nothing that will condemn you for those things.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's God's work in a person's life, and that's what life lived differently looks like. And so that's this new command, faith being expressed in love toward others. And we're going to end with this new way of living. We have this newness of life, this new way of the Spirit. And again, that's by faith. It gets back to kind of what one of our themes is by grace through faith in Jesus. That's how the Christian life is entered into. That's how the Christian life is lived, by grace through faith in Jesus. It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hard for us to wrap our minds around. It's almost too simple for us. But it's difficult because it's new. It's something that we've never thought of until coming to know Jesus. And so it's going to take some time for our minds to be renewed, for our minds to be aligned with this new way of doing things by grace through faith in Jesus. But when we do, boy, life gets so exciting. Oh man, it just takes on whole new meaning. Everything, as Curtis said earlier, he started seeing people differently.
Yeah,
that's what this life enables us to do, see people differently. And we see that hatred start to diminish and soon to go away. And as Paul wrote, I no longer look at people through the eyes of the flesh. I see them from God's perspective. And boy, everything changes there, doesn't it? Well, that's this newness of life that we have in Christ. And I just want to say, as we end today's broadcast, to all of you out there in Basic Gospel Nation who pray for Basic Gospel, who give to support Basic Gospel, thank you. And I guarantee you there are thousands upon thousands of people around the world saying thank you as well. Yep. People like Curtis, people like Ryan, because you love enough to give. And that just makes a world of difference for people. I'm excited about 2017. I know we have some new opportunities that are just around the corner for us. And I'm excited to step into the new year with all of our listeners and for the opportunity to be able to say to those that God brings our way in 2017, welcome to the new.
Yeah.
Welcome to this new life in Christ. Welcome to a new identity. Welcome to a new heart. Welcome to a new covenant. Welcome to a new command. Welcome to a new way of living. Welcome to the new.
Yeah.
That's our joy and privilege at Basic Gospel. Thank you for standing with us. If you can, we sure would appreciate a generous gift to help us close the new year or this year strongly so that we can begin the new year excited to reach out and connect many more people to the love of Christ Jesus.
Yes, indeed. And friends, of course, you have heard the compelling reasons for Basic Gospel to be on the air and online, and we thank the many of you who support this ministry with your prayers and with your gifts. Because of what you do, we at Basic Gospel are able to do what we do, take the truth, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to others. To people like Curtis and Ryan, people who are searching and who need to hear that God loves them and has provided for them. Please join with us today if you can. Please go online right now if possible and click donate at basicgospel.net. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net. We would love to have your partnership now and in the new year as we continue to proclaim the fullness of the love, grace, and life of Jesus Christ, our great God and Savior. Well, that's it for this final 2016 edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again next week as we move into the new year on Basic Gospel. Happy New Year, everybody.